Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was that was on my watch.
We're back. It's 12 after. Well, Chicago. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeffrey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. I'm glad to have him back with us. He's the author of Safe at Home. He's the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting. He's the author of a number of other books and tons of articles on issues of small business, home-based business, and technology. And he's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. And one of the things we're going to talk about today is technology. We're going to make you put your technology hat on today.
There you go. Well, you know, as a small business owner, so many out there wear that technology hat every day, along with their rain-making hat, their bean-keeping hat or bean-counting hat.
Janitor hat and accountant hat.
And you got it. We wear all those hats.
Warehouseman, all those things.
Exactly. Inventory manager, the whole thing.
You know, Jeffrey, I was telling the audience earlier that you wanted to talk about BlackBerries and basically PDAs. We don't want to leave other folks out, I guess.
Exactly.
But remember years ago when you and I first started doing this together, we were talking about the technology convergence.
Right.
And we were talking about, you know, the devices that were going to be coming out there in the future where we could actually see the things coming together. This is when people just had cell phones that were just cell phones.
Right.
And there weren't that many PDAs, if any. This is way back in the 90s, folks, we're talking here. And now we have these devices that we can hold in our hand that bring together about four or five other devices that you and I, we used to have in four or five different devices. And they're all
exactly
together now in one little thing we can put in our pocket.
What's really amazing is that, I have a number of friends who are using some of the new devices that what they call convergent devices, which brings your cell phone, which you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
It brings email, which is not unusual now to have a BlackBerry-like device that has email on it, so you can get the email anywhere you go. And, of course, it synchronizes with your desktop, so it keeps your calendar and it keeps your contact list, and it synchronizes so that any update you make on one is made to the other and vice versa,
mm-hmm.
so it synchronizes both ways. But now there's news out of Waterloo, Ontario, which is where Research in Motion, the maker
right.
of BlackBerry, is based, that they're now going to integrate AOL's Instant Messenger and Yahoo Messenger, the
wow.
software, into their devices. So what that really means is that if you use those two, you won't have to go downloading stuff and setting it all up. It'll come standard, and they have that relationship with others, and other handheld device makers have those relationships. So now, whether you email, surf the web, make phone calls with a mobile phone, or use IM, it'll be wherever you go, it'll be on your hip or wherever you happen to keep that device, which is pretty amazing, and it's also kind of scary to a certain extent as to how pervasive and you know, all encompassing it is in our lives.
I have a BlackBerry, and I have one of the fully functioning one. It doesn't have the IM capability, but I do have the ability, if I wanted to, but I don't want to surf the web with it. I mean, I could actually go on the web with this thing. I don't want to because I don't like the way, you know, I don't like the way a page looks on this thing.
Right.
It doesn't really condense it very well. But it does do email, as you said, very well, and it does have all my contact information. And so, but I use it really as a tool, and I haven't let it take over my life yet. But I do sometimes forget how handy it can be, because sometimes I'll still be thinking about the tether to my office or to my
right.
desktop unit or whatever, and then I'll say, wait a minute, I have that right here. I can tell if somebody has replied to my email right here.
Right.
And so I have to think about that. I'm doing that better and better now. But Jeffrey, you and I both know people who, when you're around them, they have their BlackBerry, they can't keep it out of their hands.
Well, there's a joke that's called, and no disrespect intended to any of the listeners out there, but there's a joke, they call it a crackberry, as
yeah.
in crack, like the drug, because people can't let go of it. people can't put it out of their lives. I do that where if I'm expecting an email, you know, I'll pull it out of the holster every couple of minutes just to see if it came in. Then I'll put it back. No different than if I'm sitting at my desktop and I hear the bing of an inbound email on my desktop, where I'll just toggle over, see if it's what I'm looking for. If not, I let it go back. I mean, I'm not one of those who checks email every hour or two. I mean, when I'm at my desktop, I check it constantly because I can. So there's no reason why not, as long as it's not invasive in our lives. It's one thing to be pervasive.
As long as it's not making you unproductive.
Yeah, I mean, or you're in the middle of a conversation. Oh, I got an email. I mean, I turned off all the notification on my BlackBerry, so
right.
I don't know that an email came in. It used to vibrate and beep and all that. I just turned it all off.
But see, that's no different from when people come to your office even now, but they certainly used to do it, and they wouldn't not take a phone call.
Right. You know,
I used to have people drop in on me. I mean, literally drop into to the middle of my day. And they would take a phone call while they were sitting there talking to me, and they dropped in on me to you know, to take part of my day. And I finally would say, look, either talk to me or talk to them, but you know, I got to get back to work.
It's like when you're standing at a cash register at retail and they take a phone call behind the register.
When you're trying to give them their money.
I'm
exactly.
Here, okay? I've got money in hand ready to buy your product.
You got to be careful not to let these things take over your life. You know, I actually have had conversations with people. I've actually done a show with a guy that one time he whipped out his BlackBerry.
Hold on, Jim. Can I take this call?
No, he didn't take a call. But I tell you what he did while we were having the interview. He was looking at his BlackBerry.
Right.
And
yeah.
And so, you know, that's an addiction. Crackberry is an appropriate term.
Yeah.
And you know, Jeffrey, one of the important points I think we ought to make is sometimes when people hear you and me say these things, it makes them not want to go get that technology because it gives them an excuse not to be an adopter.
Right.
And I think that's a mistake, don't you?
Well, I do, and I think that it's a matter of I just did an article for the Sun Sentinel in my BizTech column that looks at all this technology and things, and I think it's important that we handle it and we manage it and not let it manage us. So one of the gents I interviewed for the story has a BlackBerry. He sets it to power down at 6 p.m., or 8 p.m. in the evening, and power back up at 6 a.m. So all night long it's turned off, and he does not go through
an override. I leave mine in my car.
Mine stays
in my car, except on weekends.
That's even better.
And when I'm at my office on weekends, because sometimes my family or friends or maybe somebody's, you know, trying to get me, I bring it into the office if I'm working on the weekends. But I don't carry it with me everywhere, but it's in my car. But now if I go out in the, you know, go to lunch or something, sometimes I'll put it in my pocket. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. Right back with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar after these messages. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. You can listen to lots of past shows that we've done with our past interviews we've had with our good friend and our guest this half hour, Jeffrey Zabar. You can find him in our Brain Trust, or you can find him in any of the links that talk about home-based business or even some technology. I think some technology links will get you to all the things that he's done with us over the years. And, Jeffrey, we also need to know how to find you on your website.
Easiest way is to go to the World Wide Web and get me at chiefhomeofficer.com.
And your bylines are also weekly at the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel.
The Sun Sentinel, where I do a marketing column, talk about small business and big business marketing, and I do a biweekly column on technology called BizTech, and that's what sort of was the germ of the idea that we're talking about today, was talking about how handhelds are moving into new areas, including IM, and you want to talk about something that for somebody who uses it, which I don't, but you talk about instant messaging and how pervasive and invasive it can become in someone's life. People use IM. That's why I refuse to, because I don't want to have people know that I'm out there, and if I don't want to respond, I'm ignoring them. I just don't want to respond.
Well, you know, we have IM capability, and we don't use it in inner office, and I don't hook up with people out of the office except for my network.
Right.
We use IM to do the show with my network, and it's very handy that way. But I don't use it otherwise because, as you say, I mean, I know people who do. I know companies who do now. There are a lot of big companies that really are able to use it very, very conveniently, very handy for them because they can, you know, if they need to get on a conference call or whatever and somebody's not on, they can IM them quickly and see where they are, see if they're, you know, they've gotten tied up on a call or something.
Exactly.
And that's one way to do it. And your dog is IMing you right now, isn't he?
Exactly. He's making his feelings
what's
known.
The dog, what's the dog's
need
name,
technology.
Jeff? What's
that's
the dog's
Riley.
Name?
Riley. Riley, my Kerry Blue Terror.
we have all kinds of ambiance here on this show, folks. But you know, getting back to the BlackBerry and all the other stuff, Jeffrey, do you have people say to you, well, I don't have email because I don't want to have to deal with all the spam? You ever heard anybody say that?
Well, I've heard people lament the spam of email. I've not heard people say they won't use it because of that, but that they try and pare it down. I mean, controlling your email address is really something that we need to take more care of.
Well, the reason I'm bringing this up is just only to say, not so much to talk about email and spam as much as to say there are people out there, because I've met some of them, who get so intimidated by all the things that are wrong about technology that they aren't able to take advantage of all the things that are good about technology.
Well, that's like saying I don't want to watch TV because of the commercials.
Or I don't want to drive a car because people have wrecks.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't do that.
And one thing to keep in mind, especially with email, and many of us, myself included, learned this all too late, that when registering for things online, when visiting websites and registering for so you can receive email from an organization or you can log on to a newspaper website, it's always good to use an alias that is not your primary email address so that you can filter better the spam or messages that may come
in. All right,
tell
us how to do that.
Messages. Well, you know, I'm going to give it out here, but I'm Jeff at ChiefHomeOfficer.com, and I welcome anybody to email me. Please don't spam me. But when I go to a website, I might do mail at ChiefHomeOfficer.com if I'm registering to, you know, the Sun Sentinel site so I can visit.
If you allow them to put cookies on you or to connect into to your, you know, to where you're connecting to them from, they can find your email address there.
Well, they can, and the other thing that I often do is before I go surfing willy-nilly through the web, I'll raise my security level higher on my browser so that it limits the availability of cookies out to these organizations.
I like my security system. Every time I hit a website, my security system gives me the option accept or not accept cookies.
Right, right.
And I like being able to decide.
And that's something we need to decide on an individual level because obviously by not accepting, some organizations and sites are not going to let you surf or they're going to limit where you can go.
If you want the capability of that site, you have to let them do it. And you can make that decision. For those who don't know what cookies are, Jeffrey, tell us.
Well, essentially cookies are little bits of data that are left behind on your system or that other organizations or sites retrieve off your system so that they can identify you. So that they it's good in that if you go to a website, it can identify you and load some preferences for you. But
that you've given them before.
It's stuff that you've given them before.
Like your password that you didn't
have
to remember.
But additionally, it also, if you're not into spam or unwanted marketing messages coming off the internet, they use it for that. Some use it for that as well. So
the main thing we're talking about here, folks, is that technology is a wonderful tool, and use it judiciously. Use it to your advantage, and figure out what you don't like and avoid that part. But
it's got to be a conscious decision.
Yeah.
Don't start IM just because everyone's using IM. I have refused. I have editors who live by IM. But you know what? The phone is fast and email's fast, and that's usually good enough for me.
And we wouldn't get the sound of your lilting voice if we couldn't talk to you, could we, Jeff?
Exactly. Can you imagine doing the show by IM?
I can't even imagine.
It'd be kind of difficult.
Thank you, Jeff, for being here. Give us your website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com. Jeffcoleman.com.
Don't forget to check out all his books there, too, by the way. Thanks, Jeff. See you next time.
Always great. Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Right back with James Plummer after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.